So in case you didn't know, Jesus is the reason for the season. Christ is the center of Christmas. Is he the center of yours? Is he the center of yours? And if he isn't the center of yours, what is the center of your Christmas? What is the center of your Christmas? Let us pray. Lord God, we come before you thanking you and praising you because you are the God of the universe. You came as a babe. And you showed us how to grow. You showed us how to live. And you showed us how to die so that your people, you and I here today, could be redeemed because of that shed blood on Calvary's cross. And that you're interceding for us right now at the Father's right hand. Guide our hearts and our minds. Continue to lead them for your honor and glory. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Wow, you went through a lot of scriptures this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, we'll hear some of them a little bit later here, but you did well in presenting them to us. Thank you, each person, for the part you had. Some of you aren't used to being up front of people. It gets a little nerve-wracking, doesn't it? When you look back and see these people, it makes you nervous. Well, you get used to them after a while. You know that they're human beings just like you. Welcome. Christ is the center of Christmas. Is he the center of yours? We talked about the candle that we lit today. And what is that about? Love. Love, love, love. Yes. So we see that woven through. There's too many people get too little out of Christmas. For some, it's not more than profitable merchandising. Seeing how the bottom line will be. If you don't make it in December, it's not good. I've heard already it's like December is the icing on the cake. And I like icing on my cake sometimes. But growing up, my mom made us a lot of cakes that never got icing. Because if you had a glass of cold milk and a cake there, you just kept slicing in one after the other. And that kept refreshing the stomach, especially after a hard day at school, learning and doing homework, etc. But you know, there's a lot of lonely Christmas parties that people go to, but there's a lot of people there. How about us today? We number around 32 people here today. Are there lonely people even amidst the 32 people of us? There's not as many Christmas parties probably as it used to be with COVID around. There's not as many get-togethers. But do we get tired of running here and there? The busy schedules. How many of you have busy schedules these days? Going from here to there. Yeah, and you just soon, let's stay home and stop the merry-go-round and get off. The state stores are busy. People are trying to buy bottles of happiness. And now when I walk into a sheet, there their room is. Just like I was working with a guy this week, and we were working on a door and stuff, and then we were talking about some things. Yeah, he said, after a busy day, he said, I just like to go get my beer and sit down. Okay, that's his happiness. I thought that was interesting. But life, it goes on, and we have those situations where we can let our light shine. And just in case you know, Santa Claus isn't the reason for Christmas. Have you learned that Santa Claus never came down your chimney and Santa Claus didn't put the gifts under the tree. It was your parents or somebody else that was going to give you a gift. Too many people never experience the real Christmas. But did you know that the C of Christmas brought also the S of Christmas? Some still have him in a manger. Think about it. Our children, you as a child growing up, if you weren't growing, what were your parents concerned about? If your parents took you to the doctor and they have those growth charts in the wall, and if you weren't meeting your level, what were they doing? Checking you out, seeing what's going on, why you aren't increasing, why you aren't growing, what's taking place? Concerned about that. Yes, we check that out. But all the tinsel and holly and customs of cards and the feasting and gifts which surround the season are the joyful celebration of Him who is at the heart of Christmas. Christmas is Christ, God's Son's Son on earth. At this time, we have a scripture that's going to be read from Luke 1 and starting at 26 through 38. And I gave it to the man who remembered how to do this, so he's going to read it for us, Josh.
When the verse was read, but I'm paying attention this time. So.
Thank you for the confession.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you. Thank you. Just a beautiful picture there of your son playing his toy and wanting to get daddy's attention. It can remind me of times that I was preparing sermons and my children would come and want to do something. Thank you. And then we have another scripture that's going to be read from Luke 1, starting at 67, verse 67. And these scriptures all are entwined of what's leading up to where we are today, and we've been hearing it played out for us in Luke chapter 2.
His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, and you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel."
That was John the Baptist, who was preparing the way for Jesus. He was planning, pre-planning was taking place. Christ's birth is completely heaven's doing. It was planned in the eternal councils before the world began. We heard prophecies read many times here this morning of the scriptures that have taken place. In the fullness of time, the angels from heaven carried the news to earth. God said, "She shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, and Jesus was his name. "For he shall save his people from their sins." Are we sinners? What do we say about a little baby that was born this morning here? Yes. Jesus means God's salvation, the S in Christmas. He came to what? Redeem us, you and me, from sin. God did not happen. Christmas did not happen by chance, because all of history, the scriptures that we heard about, the Old Testament has prophecies laid out for us of what's going to take place 2,000 years later. And here we are after the 2,000 years taking place. All of history, step by step, moved forward toward this great event. A person was chosen. A nation prepared. Prophecies were written. Jesus was born of the seed of Abraham, of the nation of Israel, the Emmanuel promised. But yet he was rejected of men. That innkeeper didn't have no place in his inn. Move on. Go someplace. Find some other place to be. Now, if we had an important guest coming that we knew about, what would we do? We would find some room, we would think. There was no room in the inn. But how beautiful is the story of Christmas. As many as receive him, Christ reveals his glory. Think about it. These shepherds were out in the watching in the fields, watching their flocks by night, were the first to hear the glorious message. And, you know, after you preached as many Christmas sermons that I have through the years, why, you don't forget about the shepherds not being the elite people of society. Where did the angels go? They went to common folk to tell them about what was going to take place. They followed the star to where Christ, that's wise men then, and then he entrusted his care to gentle Mary and obedient Joseph. John 3:35, "The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands." All things into his hands. John 16:15 says, "All things that are the Father hath are mine." 1 Corinthians 2:9, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Check your love barometer out today. See where it's at with the Lord, with your family. Yes, the sea in Christmas is for the Christ child, God's Son on earth. Christ is the center of Christmas. You got that point, so we can move on to another one, right? Christ is the center of Christmas. Okay, we'll move on. Excuse me. Christ's birth was for us because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Because Christmas is personal, is for me. Christ was sent so that we might have life and life everlasting. What is the H for? H is for the hosts of heaven proclaiming his birth, God's messengers to earth. Listen to this. Him, "Hark, the herald of angels sing. Hark, the herald of angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, all ye nations, rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead sees. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to appear, Jesus our Emmanuel here. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. He brings it to all. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings, mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give him second birth. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Raise the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent head. Adam's likeness now in face, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. These shepherds were out on the hillside. How would you feel if you were out there on a dark night when the sun, when the moon isn't out, and all of a sudden the light comes? And we as children, if you're out with flashlights, playing hide and seek or something, whatever it is, and all of a sudden a bright light comes and hits you. Well, these shepherds were out there watching their flocks, and all of a sudden a bright, luminous light appears. And it reminds me a little bit of when Saul was on the road to Damascus, how that a bright light shone on him. Think about that. Do you have any light moments in your life? Yes, the angel spoke to Mary, and we heard those scriptures read for us, and the angel spoke to Zacharias. So the shepherds were on their hillsides watching their sheep. They weren't expecting something like this. Next is the R in Christmas. R is for the Redeemer. What is a Redeemer? A Redeemer is one who redeems. One who redeems. A Savior as Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of men. To buy back, to release from blame. How about growing up, folks, as children? Were there times that your sister pointed at you or your brother pointed at you and blamed you for the situation? It wasn't you, it was them. But they were, yeah, we know how that works. We're human beings. We're very human. We understand it. Yes, the Redeemer to buy back. For we know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand on that latter day upon the earth. The word Redeemer is not found in the New Testament. And there's other scriptures that we could look at, but you've read some of them this morning, so we won't duplicate that part of it. I is for Emmanuel, God with us, Chuck. Emmanuel, God with us. Israel, God's chosen people, or the inn. Therefore, the Lord shall what? Give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The inn where Mary and Joseph looked for lodging and didn't find it. If you and I knew the king was coming, we would be prepared. So there is a king coming. There is a king coming. Do you know that? There's a king coming, his second coming. Are you finding room in your heart? Does God have all the rooms in your heart? Is he king over your life? It's interesting, sometimes we surrender and say, Lord, I give you my life. But there's this one little room. Don't go in there. That's just mine. I have those things I want in there. Don't go in there. Don't mess around with that. And it's interesting how we as humans think that God doesn't see everything anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're human. And we have those faults along the way. At least I do. S is for the shepherd and the stars. He didn't come to the chief priests and the elders. We know that. They were abiding in their fields. We addressed that already. They were keeping watch. And that's important for you and I. Are we keeping a watch in our lives for the time when the Lord's going to return? Watch. Watch means for those sheep, protection. For protection. We need today to keep watching and be ready for his return. And we know that stars have always been for important situations because they led the wise men, as we heard this morning. They brought the gifts to them. Yes, the wise men came from afar. Came from afar because they saw the star. It's interesting to me that those wise men came from afar because they were looking. They were looking. What about you and I? Are we looking? Think about it. It took some diligence in their part or desire in their part to look. The appearance of a star was at some remarkable event. We could say that we are stars today, pointing others to Jesus. Think about that. Stars pointing others to Jesus. Herod wanted to know exactly when the star appeared, where they saw it, where they were heading for. Because Herod says in 2:8, what did he want to do? He wanted to worship. He wanted to worship. We know from stories, from history, what kings do. If something isn't going their way, they take care of everything that's in their way and wipe it out. But he told them, I want to worship. My friends, this morning, are we worshiping the King, Jesus Christ? Yes. And we see that Herod, in this time, was tricked by the Holy Spirit guiding Mary and Joseph away and the wise men another way. T is for the three gifts that were brought by the wise men. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Maybe you and I can't give costly gifts, but we can give our life. Think about it. What are you giving of your life? Our gift to him can be our life well lived. A life well lived. Yes. And it just hits me right now. We were at a funeral yesterday, and they were talking about this lady and her life well lived for the Lord. Take inventory in your life as we come to year end. How well have you lived your life? God gave the costliest gift, and that was his son. M is for Mary, the virgin so fair, to whom God entrusted the Christ child's care. Espoused to Joseph. And we know the story of that, how she said, the angel said, you are highly favored among women because you're going to have the incarnation, the embodiment, incarnation. It's one word we don't use very often, is it? embodiment of deity or spirit in earthly form, the union of divinity with humanity in Jesus Christ. Angels announced the birth. And I'm going to go through some seven things that the gift, seven gifts of Christ to you and I as a believer. And you're going to say, well, isn't it about time for us to dismiss? Well, we're going on to overtime, folks. Seven gifts Christ to believe, to believers. One is rest. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy. All that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Keys of the kingdom. Whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Keys can get you to a lot of different places. The third one here is the power over evil spirits in Luke 10:19. When the 70 came back, they said that even the serpents, they had power over to tread on serpents and scorpions and not be hurt. Power over evil spirits. Living water. How many of you like water at times? Sometimes you like to drink other things. Or if you're working hard and, boy, you needed some water. Living water. Water I shall give that you will never thirst. A well springing up. That's what Jesus did to the Samaritan woman, right? He gave her living water. The bread of heaven is the next one. I am the living bread. Eat this bread and live forever. And then eternal life. John 10:28. Give them eternal life, and they shall never perish and not be plucked out of my hand. And the legacy of peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isn't that an interesting verse? Help us, Lord, to live in your peace and your goodness and your mercy and your salvation and your grace. S is for salvation. Salvation that God offers without measure. She shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall save the people from their sins. Number one, God loves you. God loves you. Secondly, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thirdly, the wages of sin is death. Fourth, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Five, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Six, on the cross he shed his blood for the remission of my sins and of your sins. He arose from the dead on that Easter after Christmas, years and years after that. And you know, then he ascended into heaven, and he's at the Father's right hand interceding for you and I today. Praise God. Praise God for the plan you had to save your people like me. Like me. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, we sang some Christmas songs. One of them, Mary, Did You Know? O Come All Ye Faithful. Go tell it on the mountain. And there's another one. The Father gave the Son. The Son gave the Spirit. The Spirit gives us life so we can give the gift of love. And the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on. Don't you love to get a present? Wrapped up in a Christmas bow, God gave each of us a present on that night so long ago. It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's our spirit we can receive. It's the spirit, secret joy of living in our hearts if we can believe, and the gift goes on and the gift goes on. Yes, Jesus was God's gift of love to us. Think about the Christmas carols that we sing, which we don't sing as often as I think we should sometimes, but that's my opinion. But somebody has said that the Christmas hymns remind us of the power of the gospel. God gave us skill and commanded us to sing that we can glorify Him even today. And you know what it does? You look at all those hymns and you see what the thread that goes through it. It is God's grace and God's love for each of us. Let us pray. God of grace, God of glory, we come before You this morning praising and thanking You. I come, Father, this morning praying for Your people here this morning. I just pray for Your Holy Spirit's anointing upon our hearts and our lives. And Lord, if there's someone that doesn't know You, that they might desire to, this Christmas season, come to know the real Christ of Christmas. Go with us now. Be with our families as we gather. Hey, pray for hedge of protection upon us to keep us safe and healthy. In the name of Jesus, who is the one who brought the salvation to earth so we can live forever someday in glory land with You. Amen.